Shalom uvracha, another week of growing together, putting ourselves more in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciating how special we are. And together with that, we started the week with Shabbos Kodesh. All the bracha from the week comes from Shabbos. And this Shabbos we had a reminder that we are not in control. We had another siren, Baruch Hashem, nobody was hurt. Even though the missiles were exploded right over our heads, no, not far away from them. The Gemara in Bracha says, Hashem created thunder, lefashet akmimul shebelev, to straighten out the crooked parts of our heart. Crooked heart means that our heart is supposed to be straight and go create a direct connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our thoughts, our desires, naturally should be in such a fashion. That is a lev toif. That's what David HaMelech is mispalf always. Lev toif broli elikim. Have a good heart. That's what people call a good heart. But that's what it means. A person feels always he's with Hashem and he wants to emulate Hashem. He'd be a good like a kodesh bo. Rachem b'chanun. A crooked heart is a heart which is not going up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It gets bent over itself. And when the person gets involved, overly involved in himself, then his heart is not open for others. It's not even open for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's just overwhelmed with his own predicament. And that is the shoresh of all atzaros. And that's why Chazal say that Hashem created the thunder. It shakes us up to realize this. Hashem is so almighty, so powerful that thunder that shakes us out of our seams. But it's not there to shake us up to make us just afraid, but make us realize there's a power much greater than us out there, and that power is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Malchei Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that there's such a thing as a man-made thunder. And that's mamash what these things are. When these missiles are coming and we hear that boom, the siren, it's a man-made thunder, but it's created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his hashgacha. If it happened, it means that Hashem wants us also not to get back to our day-to-day way of living without paying attention to what we really are, the kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not to make us scared. Other rabbis make us to realize that we are not running the world. There's another force running the world. Who is that other force? So now it's in our hands how to relate to it. If we say, oh, Hamas, the Rishayim, they're running our lives. They're putting fright into our lives. We can't go to sleep at night out of fear from them. Then, look, everybody's holding where they're holding. But we, chaval, it's a pity to remain that way. We have to realize it's true. It is something that arouses fear. But the fear has to direct us that there's something above all of this. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more powerful than all of them. It's true. It knocked me out of that feeling that I'm under control. But when I come out of that preconceived notion that I am in control, I am not in control, my second stage has to be, Hashem, you are in control. Not that Rishon are in control. You are in control. And that brings us to a higher level of shleim. It brings us to Yadu Shemai. It brings us to a higher level of protection. That's the only reason why Hashem is doing this, only for our benefit. David HaMelech, and this beautiful Mizmah Lamed Aleph, if you have time, look through the whole Mizmah, how he's saying how, B'cho Hashem Chasisi, I'm always putting my trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he talks about the different Oyevim that are running after him to destroy him. I looked like I was about to be destroyed. And I hear people saying that, when are we going to kill David? After he goes through that, which sounds much more scary than what we're going through today. He sees the mamash people out to get him. He says, "Vani olecho batachti Hashem. I put my full bitochen in you, Hashem. Hashem, we don't meet as a rachmim. Where's midas rachmim? People are out to kill me. Yes, even if they're out to kill me, Hashem, with his tremendous rachmim, is with me more than they are with me. Omalti elikai ato." This is the powerful I am to the Melech. I put my bitochen in Hashem, Yudkei Vovkei, the Mitzvah Rachmim. Elukim, Elukai means the one who gives me force, koyach, energy to survive. Amat Elukai, Oto. The source of all my energy, the source of my chiyas, the thing that keeps me going is only you, Hashem. And if it's only you, Hashem, I don't have to be afraid of all these other ones that are running after me. They do not have the ability to keep me alive, and they don't have the ability to kill me or damage me. It's all you, Hashem. You're in charge of the whole thing. And I trust you 100%, Hashem. You're the Elikim. Elikim is a lotion of the judge. Like Hashem said, the Radak says, Odoin v'shoifet olai v'loihem. You are the one who are my master. You are the one who's going to judge me and not these people that are out to get me. And therefore, their behavior does not cause me to be afraid of them, but Adonai pushes me closer to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is our great opportunity that we have. Like we always say, everything that happens in our life is an opportunity to take advantage of. And we had this opportunity, a rekindled feeling on our bones that there are oivim out there, outside of there. And unfortunately, we have day after day another casualties, another kedoshim in Klal Yisrael, new families that are sitting shiva for their loved ones, and they're all our loved ones. We have to feel together with them in Mispal and Shmonesri every day. Reinu v'anyenu v'rivu yiveinu. Hashem should fight this war for us. We can't rely on any human being for this. We need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elukai, Oto, you are the source of our power, our strength. You are the one who keeps us going. Me'etz Hashem, we'll take advantage of it to its fullest. And this will bring us Hashgachim Yuchedes for us and for all Klal Yisrael, wherever we are, to have a Shmir Yisrael, a special Shmir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hatzolah, and the Geula for our Nefesh, for our Guf, and for all of Klal Yisrael, B'meirah.